This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk about Winter Olympics. It'll be 2026 in Italy. Well, we may talk about the Olympics, but the next time we have the Winter Olympics, it's 2026. Ooh, that sounds so long from now, doesn't it? The closing ceremonies took place, and there were many things to be proud of, I think, for some of these American athletes. There were some great moments, and there were some terrible moments in this Olympics in Beijing, and there were a lot of people that didn't watch the Olympics. You might have been one of them. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us on this show, whether you're coming here for the first time or you've been here a long time. Trust me, we have our virtual red carpet out. We just got it cleaned. It costs a little bit more than it used to because, well, you know, things have shot up price-wise. We saw that that inflation is crushing us in many, many aspects of our lives. So I guess the good news from the Winter Olympics is we weren't shut out of a lot of things. You know, we had some great moments like figure skating with Nathan Chen was pretty amazing. And then Elena Myers Taylor, who won a silver medal in the monobob, and she won a bronze medal in the dual bobsled race with another American teammate, the U.S. women's hockey team. They won silver, although they wanted gold because it was that rivalry with Canada. And there were so many other wonderful athletes that the big takeaway for me, and the reason, of course, because I'm a content junkie, and as much as I get infuriated with some of the politics that we deal with and the nonsense in our everyday lives and the supply chain breakdowns and is it an endemic finally now or what's next and all of that and the masking versus vaccine versus anti-vaccine versus anti-masking and everything in between that we've dealt with for the last couple of years. To me, sports is the great escape. And the fact that I've seen these young athletes, I've interviewed many of them in my career, athletes who want to go to an Olympics, what happens when they get there, how tough it is to get there. I think there are things to be proud about. So 25 medals total for the United States. And when you look at the amount of gold medals, not as many as we had hoped for, I think, but still walking away with 8 gold medals. And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 gold medals because I kept keeping count of such things along the way. 10 silver and 7 bronze. And it's the stories, again, the sacrifice, what parents sacrificed for kids, dragging them off to ice rinks and everything else because they wanted to do it, not because they were pushed into it, but they had the desire to compete and did so. And especially, you know, here's the thing. I understand why Winter Olympics, for some, they don't want to watch it because they're not into Winter Olympics. So you don't understand snowboarding. You don't understand what is this mixed team snowboarding cross event. But understand this. You had two older athletes, American athletes, who won gold in this event, and it was exciting to watch, and I watched it with the Hubs, and we liked it. Nick Baumgartner, 40 years old, Lindsay Jacob Ellis in her late 30s, and this was a man and a woman, incredible athletes from the U.S., teaming up together to win this. Both had to perform a certain way in their runs, which were very hard, to beat some incredibly other talented athletes. A proud moment, I think, for the U.S. I mentioned Nathan Chen. He won gold in the men's figure skating, and he did it brilliantly. He was flawless. It was fun to watch him do that. You know, the whole freestyle skiing, the men's slope style, the incredible things that they do, I don't understand it, but I like watching it. And I understand it from how they've explained it to us, and I will say NBC did a good job of breaking down how significant some of these events are and what you're actually looking at. I could barely stand up on skis, let alone do any kind of an aerial feat. The last time I ski-skied when I was young, meaning young like their age, when I was 20, I slammed into a lift pole, and I had to be carted off on a basket at the top of a very scary black diamond trail. So I appreciate the skills that it takes. You know, I look at Erin Jackson and the fact that she became the first black woman to win an Olympic speed skating medal, 500 meters. And her teammate gave her her spot when she just missed qualifying for that 500 meters. And then she wins gold. And she didn't even speed skate 5-6 years ago. But she goes back to Florida and brings back a speed skating gold medal from these Beijing Olympics. Or Chloe Kim, who defends her Olympic title and becomes the first woman to win 2 gold medals in women's half pipe. How they do it, how they stay up on those boards and flip around, I have no idea. I think it's amazing the things that these athletes can do. That's what I think about the Winter Olympics. Those weren't the sports that I played or participate in now, but I can appreciate the difficulty of what it is to achieve it. Somebody like Colby Stevenson, who had to be put together like Humpty Dumpty after he was in a severe car accident in 2016, and now he wins silver in the first men's big air event at the Olympics. Pretty exciting stuff, I would say. Brittany Bowe, she was the teammate that gave up her spot to Jackson. She competes in her third Olympics, and she wins her first individual medal, and it's bronze. Good for her. So there were definitely some high moments. There were low moments in other things that happened at the Olympics, but there were high moments. There was the 25-year-old who was a gymnast until she went to college. Then things changed, and Megan Nick won bronze in her first trip to the Olympics for the United States. Like I said, next time around for the Olympics, it'll be Italy, and the time, you still have the time difference, but it won't be quite as severe. I think that was part of the problem with China, right? I think part of that was also not wanting to support China, anything to do with China, and thinking we shouldn't even be at the games. A lot of people felt that way. Or just not the whole time difference, or just being totally disinterested in Winter Olympics, having no desire of any of all the sports to watch Winter Olympics and just could not get into it. And I know many, many, many people felt that way. All right, on a serious note, we have some big things happening with Ukraine, including it looks like, and we'll see if this happens, there could be a last-ditch effort to stop an invasion of the Ukraine by the Russians before it happens, a summit between the President of the United States and Vladimir Putin. We'll see if this gets worked out. Our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. They're trying to settle that and see if it can become a reality so that the Ukraine is not invaded. Now, Biden agreed in principle to this summit, but he won't if they do, in fact, have an invasion of the Ukraine. Meet you on the flip side.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Of what's been going on. Some big stuff. Police in Canada cleared protesters after how many weeks? 200 were arrested. So there was chaos, and it was chaotic in the streets of the Canadian capital of Ottawa. And now it's almost entirely gone. Almost 200 arrests, like I mentioned. There were blaring truck horns. They all disappeared. Streets that were blocked by parked trucks and other cars and whatnot. And protesters opened for traffic once again. They towed away 57 trucks and other cars. They plan to keep them for 7 days. The protest was all about COVID-19 vaccine mandates for cross-border truckers. But it grew to include other things, other restrictions. And also took aim at Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, whose popularity tanked in the last couple of polls. Teamsters Canada, which represents over 55,000 professional drivers, washed its hands of the protest 2 weeks ago. How about that? All right, speaking of COVID, God save the Queen. So Queen Elizabeth test positive for COVID-19. That was announced from Buckingham Palace. You know, she's going to be 96. She's 95, obviously, now. She says, they say, she has mild cold-like symptoms, and she expects to continue with light duties at the castle over the coming week. She's fully vaccinated. She got 3 shots of the coronavirus vaccine. People in the UK who test positive for COVID are required to self-isolate for 5 days, which, interestingly enough, is a restriction that the British government intends to lift this week for England. Also, in a big rewind, this was a crazy thing. The Michigan basketball coach struck a Wisconsin assistant at the end of a loss. What? Jawan Howard. I covered him in his basketball days. What was he thinking? So the final seconds of that Wisconsin 77-63 win against Michigan turned chaotic. It was all about this handshake line between the Michigan coach, Juwan Howard, and members of the Wisconsin coaching staff. After a made basket, Michigan pressed the Wisconsin offense, forcing the Badgers to inbound the basketball a second time with 15 seconds left. Before the inbound, Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard called a 30-second timeout. So, play along with me. Upon returning from that timeout, the Wolverines fouled a Wisconsin player, delaying the game even more. As the clock ran out, Juwan Howard went to the back of Michigan's handshake rather than leading the way. That's usually what you do. So as he was breezing through the line, he didn't lock eyes with Gard. The Wisconsin coach put his hand on Howard's chest and stopped his progress. Howard then backed up and put his hand on his chest, grabbing his pullover. By that point, they fingers were pointed and Michigan players flooded in, and it was nasty. Yep. And then there was words between Howard and Gard just continuing. And Howard reached out and hit an assistant coach with what appeared to be an open hand. Just before he landed that strike, Michigan players appeared to get very upset. Wow. Pretty crazy. After the bunch of pushing and shoving, both teams went to the locker room. There were chants of NIT, NIT, that really flew out from an enraged crowd. You know, that's what happens sometimes, right? That's craziness, though. I have to say, I'm not used to seeing that. But not on the line, not on the handshake line. Usually, there's a little safer there. Usually you don't see this. I mentioned that it's the end of the Olympics, and it is, because that wrapped up. We already had the closing games and the debate of, you know, was Beijing all that? There was 1.8 million tests that were conducted for COVID, and only 437 people tested positive, so that's a pretty big win. That's good from that perspective. There were other things about the games that weren't great, but it's over. It's history, and we're on to what's next. And what's next is not until Italy, which I already mentioned. Daytona 500, you have a winner. Austin Cindric, full-time NASCAR Cup Series debut. Couldn't have gone any better for him. He is a Team Penske Ford driver, a new one. He held off the challengers. There was a lot of charging drivers behind him on the final lap of the season opener Sunday at the Daytona International Speedway, and he edged out Bubba Wallace for the checkered flag. So congrats to him. This is frightening. Do you shop at the Family Dollar? More than 1,000 rodents have been found in Family Dollar facilities, leading to the recall of items sold in 6 states. So the main one where they're shipping things out, that is not good. Not good at all. Then we go to this one, and this is obviously pretty big, and I've been talking about it throughout the show, but could there be a meeting? The big thing from the weekend is President Joe Biden might meet with the Russian President Vladimir Putin later this week. Over the weekend, it was busy at the White House. There were meetings. There's conversation about Biden accepting in principle a meeting with Putin if an invasion hasn't happened. That's according to Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who released a statement saying that while the U.S. is already ready for diplomacy, Russia right now appears to be continuing preparations for a full-scale assault on the Ukraine very soon. We know that they've added more troops, anywhere between 160 and 190,000, and those drills are continuing. And why do we care? Because we're part of NATO, because we're going to have troops that would be deployed as part of NATO to help out the situation should there be an attack. And that means American lives on the line, the way I see it. So, yes. A very, very big deal. This is a sad story. Investigators in California working on Sunday to determine what caused a police helicopter to slam into Newport Bay killed one officer, critically injured another. It happened Saturday, hours after another helicopter fell into the Atlantic Ocean not far from beachgoers in Miami Beach, injuring two people aboard that helicopter. In California, Huntington Beach police say the helicopter was responding to reports of a disturbance. So you had Officer Nicholas Vella, a 14-year department veteran, married, father of a daughter, dying in the crash, and another officer, a 16-year veteran of the force, injured, unknown, who was flying the helicopter when it crashed. But sad to see it. You see the video of the helicopter as it goes into the ocean near swimmers, the one in Miami Beach. So, wow. Terrible, terrible for that those families, anyway. That's for sure. Then you've got this happening. Jean-Luc Brunel, a modeling agent close to Jeffrey Epstein, was found dead in a French jail. That led to some wild speculation about what happened there. Victims of course, remember, of abuse, described shock and dismay that the 75-year-old agent won't face trial because he, too, was in the middle of rape and sex trafficking of minors. That's why he was in that situation. So people describe his death as a double blow after Epstein killed himself in 2019 in a Manhattan jail while awaiting sex trafficking charges. Brunel's lawyers are suggesting that he, too, killed himself, and he was a very close friend of U.S. financier Jeffrey Epstein's posse. He was a close friend of his, and he was part of that whole circle of friends. He never stopped declaring his innocence, and now he is dead in prison, and they're saying suicide. This is scary. Family over the weekend sent some desperate text messages before a California hiking heat deaths. So a family that died of heat exhaustion during a summer hike in Northern California, they found, had sent these texts pleading for help. The Mariposa County Sheriff's Office released this information finally. It's been pulled from the cell phone of the Jonathan Garish, who was part of the people that perished, because it was Ellen Chung and her 45-year-old husband and their 1-year-old daughter and their dog that were found dead on a hiking trail near Merced River last August. They could never figure it out. Well, now they've looked at the cell. The area had bad cell phone service. The texts were never went through. Neither did 5 phone calls to various people because they had no water and they died from the heat. Ugh, awful. Hang with us.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Russia-Ukraine crisis remains front and center of mind for the U.S. and its allies.
While attending the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Harris said they've seen Russia do this type of thing before. She said this to Ukrainian President Zelensky.
The United States takes seriously the importance of the integrity and the territorial integrity of Ukraine and your sovereignty. And the United States stands with Ukraine.
She also said there would be a swift and united response if an invasion does take place. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For the first time since the pandemic began, Australia will reopen its borders to international visitors on Monday. Its citizens and residents have been allowed to travel in and out of the country. This is USA Radio News. A rodent infestation at a regional warehouse for Family Dollar has prompted a discount store chain to recall a wide range of products, including food and cosmetics. The products were sold between January 2021 and February of this year in stores across six states. Those states are Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Concerns about the infestation has led to the closure of the warehouse located in West Memphis, Arkansas, and more than 400 stores. A Realtor.com analysis across the 50 largest metro areas of properties with two or more bedrooms rose more than 19% between December 2020 and December 2021. Miami saw the biggest jump with a median rent of $2,850 a month. That's nearly 50% higher than the previous year. For news anytime, log on to USARadio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Well, our next guest, you're going to love her. I do. She's very funny. It's not funny what happened to her, and we have something in common, and I'll tell you about it in a second. Nora Burns is in our virtual green room. She's the founder of Leadership Experts. Think about this. She's got such a cool thing that she does for companies and associations. It's all about shifting perspectives. And boy, now more than ever do we need this. But can you imagine if you have your car stolen and you have to shift your perspective? I can think of a few other things that are going through your mind at that moment. And because it happened to me, I understand. So Nora, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So tell the listeners the story. What happened to you?
Well, it was this past spring, and I walked out to go to my car to do some errands, and I looked out on the street, and I was like, I could have sworn I parked there. And then I started clicking the little thing on my keys, which is really, it says panic button, but it's really the find your car and a lock button. And started pressing that and walking up and down the street thinking, where did I park? And can't find my own car. And called some neighbors out and said, have you seen my car? And one of my neighbors actually said, no, it's out here. I just saw it at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And this was at 3 o'clock. She's like, I saw it at 1 o'clock. And so we come up and we're walking the thing and it's gone. It is MIA. And I have the weirdest thing that happened, Kate, because all of a sudden I remember that I got a ping on my phone around 2:30, about half an hour earlier, saying that my Discover card had been declined. Now, this wasn't a particular surprise to me at this point in my life, because that card was maxed out. So I kind of figured I had an auto charge on it that I had forgotten about. And I was like, oh, I have to take care of that to make sure that whoever I was supposed to be getting paid got paid, right? And then it all came together when I realized my car was missing, and I remembered that that Discover card was in the center console of my Kia. And that's when I realized, and I went and called Discover. They were amazing. They're like, oh yeah, it was used at a 7-Eleven or attempted to be used at a 7-Eleven. They looked up the store number. They gave me the address. It was less than a mile from my house that somebody tried to use my card. So I knew that the car had been stolen at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Wow. So the card gets stolen. This happens to you. That's crazy about the card. And very funny, by the way, on the other side of that. But what do? You call the cops? You do what?
Yeah, so first of all, as an aside, I think this is a great product idea for Discover. I haven't been able to reach anybody there. Like, there should be just a card that you put in as a decoy so that you have the information on when somebody stole your car. It was very helpful. So I call the police. They tell me they're on backlog. That's not a great surprise. And they're going to follow up with me later in the evening to take a statement. And I call my insurance company and start that whole drill. And then a friend of mine comes over that night and we start driving. We start going looking for my car. And we drove through all like the sketchy motels not too far from my house. That made my neighborhood sound really kind of bad, but I live on this stretch where probably 5 miles from my house, there's this stretch where there's a couple of these rent by the hour potential places. I don't know that for sure. It's just a story that I tell. But we went and looked at some of those places. We drove in some sketch neighborhoods, clicking the little panic button on my car and following the Tile app, hoping that my Tile app would pop up because there was a tile in the car that had been attached to my dog's harness. So I was hoping I might find it that way. It was going to be a great story for Tile if I found it that way. But c'est la vie, that was not the case.
So then that happens. You're trying to pull it apart. You're figuring this all out. What do they tell you to do? What do? You're carless.
I am carless. And you know, people often think when your car's stolen, they're like, oh, it's fine. The insurance company will cover it. Not that easy, right? And my insurance company was not particularly responsive in the idea of getting me a car right away and then trying to figure out how long I would need a car and all of that. I'm incredibly fortunate that two friends reached out to me that had seen when I posted on social media that my car had been stolen, and two friends reach out and say, we've got a spare car you can use. Now, I totally understand this as privilege, because my social circle happens to include people who have a spare car. And for me, talk about shifting perspective, there's so many times in my life that would not have been true, right? That simply wouldn't have been true, and I would have been stuck. Very much stuck in my own house. So I was very fortunate. A friend lent me a car the next day, which afforded me to drive up and down these sketch neighborhoods even more, which I did every night when I couldn't sleep. I just go drive the neighborhoods trying to find my own car. I think I may have read a little too much Nancy Drew as a kid. So trying to find my own car and then talking to the insurance company and talking to the police. And then I realized that the 7-Eleven will have cameras. And I called the 7-Eleven and said, hey, do you keep your footage? And they're like, oh yeah, we keep it for, you know, forever, essentially, the clerk said. And they said, come talk to the manager and he'll get you the footage. So I let the police know and I let the insurance company know that. And then the next week I was driving past the 7-Eleven and I thought, I wonder if they've gone to get that footage yet. And I stepped in. And the manager was there. I was like, has anybody stopped in to ask about this footage? And they said, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I said, could you pull it up? And he was so nice. It turns out he was the owner of that 7-Eleven. And he took me into the back office where there's just this plethora of cameras. And we knew the exact time because the Discover card had pinged. So we pulled up the exact time on the footage and we could bring up an image of the person using my card. And we're able to freeze frame that. I took some, and I said, I can't believe I didn't bring a flash drive. And he's like, do you have your phone? I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. So I just brought up my phone and recorded it onto my device. So we'd have that and then got that to the police. Well, initially, actually, what I did is I posted a screenshot of the guy who was using my card onto a Facebook page for Colorado Stolen Vehicles. There's this whole Facebook community of people in Colorado whose vehicles have been stolen. And under my posting about my car being stolen, I posted this picture of this guy and said, this is the alleged person who stole my car. They're in this picture using my credit card. If you recognize them, please let me know. And the next day, a member of the city of Denver's auto theft task force called me and said, I know that guy. Like, we're after that guy. What else do you have for me? And that's how I got tied to the police for this particular investigation.
Wow. So tell us the outcome. We're riveted by this story. What finally happened? Wow.
So as we fast forward several months, the police were amazing. Because at first I was really annoyed. Like a lot of people when their car's stolen, they're like, oh, the cops don't even care about my car being stolen. It's like, no, the math is bad. Around Denver, there's an average of 517 vehicles stolen every week. That's week, Kate. Week.
Wow.
517 vehicles being stolen every week. The city of Denver has 1,500 sworn officers. 1,500 sworn officers who have to take care of everything from your house getting broken into to a stabbing downtown to traffic control, all of these things. So we have 1,500 sworn officers in Denver PD and then another 1,500 or so in the sheriff's department. But that's bad math for 517 cars. So it's no wonder they couldn't go to the 7-Eleven to pull this footage. Who has that kind of time when that kind of crime is happening? So we fast forward. Denver Task Force is working on this. Kias and Hyundais are getting targeted because they are incredibly easy to steal. Key-operated Kias and Hyundais. So not the fob ones, but if you have a key-operated, not the ones where you do a push button, but you put a key in, stupid easy to steal, as it turns out. And there was a gang of people that called themselves the Sopranos. Can't make this up. Cannot. I am not that creative. Can't make this up. They call themselves the Sopranos. And 11 people from that gang called the Sopranos were indicted on 91 charges having to do with auto theft and related crime. And my car was part of that case. My vehicle theft was one of those counts. And my financial theft of using my credit card without my permission was one of the other counts. And there's 11 people that are going to get put away for a very long time as a result of the Denver Task Force really focusing on this group of people. So.
Wow, that's an incredible story. And we don't have much time left, but tell us, you got a new car.
I did get a new car, and so I definitely want to warn anybody who's driving a Kia or a Hyundai that is key operated. My insurance company told me no less than 3 times this is a known issue, which is my big issue with this, because if it's a known issue and my insurance company didn't tell me, and it's a known issue and Kia and Hyundai haven't fixed it, they're actually adding to the cost of police efforts in cities, right? Because out of those 517 cars, too many of them are Kias and Hyundais. But I have a brand new car. Well, it's new to me. It's a 2017 Mazda CX-5 that I love. Big, big shout out to Mazda. It's a fabulous car. So it ended up well. And now my mission is to inform people who have this car to make sure to protect it, the Kias and the Hyundais, get a club, you know, get a kill switch, protect your car. Don't let it be a target.
Love it. Love it. If people want to find you, Nora, how can they find you?
They can find me at theleadershipexperts.com. And that's my company's website. And my email address is Nora, N-O-R-A, at theleadershipexperts.com.
Thanks for sharing your story. It was great.
Thank you. And I know you had your car stolen. Anybody else who's had their car stolen, I actually have a whole survey collecting information on what your experience was, because I love me some data. So if you've had your car stolen, reach out. I'll get you the survey.
All right. I love it. I'm filling out the survey right now. She just told me about doing that. All right. Thanks, Nora.
Thanks.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A thoroughly wonderful show from the world-famous Dancing Poodles. Next, ladies and gentlemen, we have three fine young men from Seattle. They're coming. Hold on, they're coming. They're thoroughly all right and decent fellows with their hit single, In Bloom. Here they are, Nirvana.
I can't tell you what a huge fan I am of Nirvana to this day. Kurt Cobain, wow, God rest his soul. It would be his 55th birthday on February 20th. In our virtual green room is Faith West. She's the founder of Pop Legends. She's a professional photographer and a freelance music journalist. So it's really interesting because she was in a crowd back in Philadelphia in 1991, and I grew up outside of Philadelphia. And this was a place called T.C. Dobbs there, and she was there in the crowd, and she got the energy of it. She really captured that. So it was just a few weeks after the show, of course, that the band exploded to crazy international stardom. And now, after all these decades, Nirvana images are set to be sold as NFTs, non-fungible tokens. We've been talking about them a lot on this show. So very pleased to welcome to the show Faith West. Hey, Faith, how are you?
Hi, fine. Thanks for having me on your show.
So you got to tell me, what was it like being in that crowd in Philly?
It was amazing. There had been a buzz about the band in the alternative music scene. And to just be in the room, only 150 of us just like grooving on that music. And I couldn't believe the energy in the room. It was just electric.
So you probably knew. You're like, oh, yeah, this is, they're not going to be any hidden secret. This band is going to explode.
I did kind of know. It seemed like the perfect combination, and you still know this today, the perfect combination of heavy metal, punk, and pop. It was,
yeah.
And their energy and their musicianship was just, there were a lot of good grunge bands back then, don't get me wrong, but you could tell they were ahead of the pack. And in fact, the very next year, they came back to Philadelphia and played in front of 20,000 people to a sold-out show at the Old Spectrum.
Yeah, I remember the Old Spectrum well. That was a great concert venue and much, much bigger than Dobbs. So lucky you that you were at Dobbs, though. Wow. So you get these photographs. Now, here we fast forward and tell us about how this came about, these NFTs.
Well, I just thought this would be so great to share this wonderful moment with all the fans. Nobody had ever seen these images. I still have them on negatives. And so I had them scanned and learned a lot about the cryptocurrency world and NFTs and minted them, made some art out of them, some new gifts, changed the colors a bit in some of them so you can have the original black and white kind if you'd like that kind of NFT that's the exact original that came out of my camera, or there's gifts that make it look more contemporary.
Yeah. So let's talk about how somebody can get them, because there certainly is limits here, and there's two different things you're doing with it. Tell us about that.
Yes. So there's an auction and a sale, and the auction starts at 1 ETH, which is worth about $2,500, and goes all the way up to worth about $200,000. And that's for people who just want that one individual unique NFT that will never be replicated. I'm never selling these images again. And then we've got a fan sale for 100 lucky fans for each NFT. They'll be able to grab a piece of that Nirvana history for anything from $99 up to $499. But they do have to act fast on February 20th.
Wow, so this is like going to a concert when you had to jump on it because the tickets are gone.
Right.
They're gone. So.
I remember those days. Get your sleeping bag and go down, camp out to wait for the tickets.
Exactly. So on the 20th, when people want to do this, where do they go?
So at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time, they'll go to poplegends.com and click through on the links there to the platform that we're using right now is Rarible. And as long as they have a cryptocurrency wallet, they can buy with Ether. But if you just want to buy with a credit card, that's an option, too, for the sale, not for the auction.
All right. And there's something else interesting that you're doing with this. What happens with half of the proceeds from both of the sales?
Yes, so half of the proceeds go to a major nonprofit that supports LGBTQ teens who are at risk for suicide. And then on top of that, I'm also giving a donation to Grid Alternatives, who provide solar power to working poor families who own their own homes.
Nice. Well, how exciting is this? Did you ever think you take these pictures and then years later they become NFTs?
Kate?
Yep, I'm here. I think we lost you. Oh, no. Can you hear us, Faith? We lost her for a second there. But as she was saying, what you do is go to Pop Legends, and again, that's going to happen on February 20th at 2:20 Eastern, because I know that there's a lot of people listening that are definitely, like me, probably fans of Nirvana, and that's a rare opportunity to be able to do that. So, Faith, as I was saying, did you ever think that these images that you took all this time ago, first of all, you would come up with this idea and they would become this crazy thing, non-fungible tokens?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, this is a new product in the marketplace. It's so completely exciting. It merges the fun of trading cards with the sort of more seriousness of art collecting. And, you know, one of the most profitable investments in the past 20 years has been art collecting. And so now we're bringing that to the more average person who can buy a trading card of their favorite history or art, and then also have that as an investment for the future. And there's a ledger in the blockchain, so it's online, that shows the ownership of that token all the way back to the artist. It's super exciting.
Yeah, I can imagine. It is sounds super, super exciting. So do you have a favorite image? Because there's like 17 still images, right? So do you have a favorite of the photos you took?
You know, that's like asking me to pick my favorite child. You know. Kurt just has such a wonderful, like, you can see the emotion on his face in every image, and it's always changing. But I love that space, that little club, J.C. Dobbs, and it's actually been revived in Philadelphia. They just reopened it. And so I guess my favorite image would be the one where you can actually see the club and see what's going on and the fans there and everything.
Yeah, and I do want to mention this. I mean, you certainly are a photographer of note and a freelance music journalist, too. I know your stuff. I grew up outside of Philly. It's been published in the Philly Inquirer, the Washington Post, and many other places. So you've been in this game. You obviously are a huge fan of music, too.
Oh, absolutely. Love all sorts of music, everything from, you know, classical to techno.
Yeah, there you go. You sound like me. cut from that same cloth. I love it. Well, I can't wait to see what happens with this. And good luck. I'm sure it's just everyone's going to jump on it as soon as 2:20 arrives East Coast time on the 20th to mark Kurt Cobain's, what would have been his 55th birthday. Faith West, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
Yep, been a pleasure. All right, so interesting because, you know, when I think of Nirvana, I was speaking in Cleveland a couple of years ago. It was before the pandemic, and I got a chance to run out and go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I was so lucky because I think there was two people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame besides me, and it was like, I was like a kid in the candy store, and there is a lot of Nirvana stuff there, and I just remember just staring at everything that was there and looking at Kurt Cobain's memorabilia that they had and thinking of just some of the amazing times I had listening to Nirvana. How cool is that?
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.